It's on Hank.
Not necessarily the news.
It is.
Sound the bell, because he is the good news.
Not necessarily the news, with way too many buttons to push, but never, never enough news. We got you covered right here. I mean, there's like six buttons I'm supposed to be pushing right now.
Yeah, the Facebook. I'm sorry.
Nobody needs anything. Producer, so it'll eventually log on, but we will be there for our Hank Facebook Fibers. Good morning. Not necessarily the news. Actually, starts with a couple of notable passings and Texans too. Legendary boxer, you probably saw, passing away on Friday. No cause given at the age of 76. George Foreman passing away. Of course, boxer first, Thrilla in Manila back in the day, and then he had his big comeback. In 1987, that was so much fun. Of course, now looking at it, it seemed like, man, he's so old to be boxing right now. And then wins heavyweight championship of the world again. He was 38.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I know. I was trying to do the math on that.
87 was a long time.
But, of course, came along the George Foreman grill, and he's almost even more well-known for that, which he was fine with. He was fine. He said he made so much
money. A lot of money.
He had 12 kids, of course, five who were all named George. Sons. One of the girls was named Georgetta. So.
Seriously?
Certainly a character true and true and through and through from the Houston area. And then we lost the great Bill Mercer. Age of 99, broadcast journalist, and in this area, legendary sports announcer. In fact, the news came out from Cowboys play-by-play broadcaster Brad Sham, and he said, rightly so, truly the godfather of DFW sports broadcasting and national treasure, mentor, teacher, storyteller, and friend. From the JFK assassination, reporting on that, to calling the Ice Bowl for the Cowboys against the Packers, to just about everything in between.
This is North Texas Football. I'm Bill Mercer.
I'm Bill Mercer.
I'm Bill Mercer.
I'm Bill Mercer.
I'm Bill Mercer. Nice to have you along.
And many of us know him as
from the world fame Sportatorium here in downtown Dallas, Texas, the most famous wrestling arena in the world. We bring you world-class championship wrestling.
Yep, he was the voice of the Von Erichs, Bill Mercer, 99. Life well lived, man. What a life, too.
Goodness. So Taylor Sheridan got a jump on the graduation season this year. He just received his doctorate degree from Texas State after dropping out way back in 1991 to pursue a career in acting. Now, he actually met a talent scout the old-fashioned way down in San Marcos at a mall, and the rest was history. He's originally from Chapel Hill, North Carolina, but then moved to Fort Worth as a child, went to Chicago to pursue his dream, and his latest endeavor, that Monster Music Festival over at his $264 million ranch in Weatherford, Texas.
Keyword, Bosque.
Bosque.
Props to those that can spell it.
B-O-S-Q-U-E. Bosque.
Westoplex secret over here. By the way, speaking of Taylor Sheridan, it's long been in the works, and it's one of his movies. It's been in the works since 2018, and it looks like it's finally being cast and the like. It's called Fast. And I don't think it has anything to do with anything Western. But a new Taylor Sheridan-produced movie. He was going to direct it, but now he's just, I believe, going to produce it. It's a thriller.
Oh.
And it was set to star Chris Pratt, who is seemingly in every movie. But Chris Pratt reportedly is being replaced in this new Taylor Sheridan action movie. He'll be replaced by Chris Pratt, probably, at that point. Seriously, the dude's everywhere.
Yeah, I know. You can't really get away from him. So, blessed are the peacemakers, the great ones in world history. Mahatma Gandhi, Jesus, Winston Churchill, and now the rapper Snoop Dogg. His mission now is to bring Prince William and Prince Harry back together and in love once again. He's known them for a long time. Says they're brothers. Life is just too short for all this. Little known fact, back in the day, he was asked to perform at Will's bachelor party, but he couldn't make the gig. So Snoop Dogg wants to heal.
420 is coming up.
Bazinga.
Mo.
That's kind of his thing. Speaking of
Bazinga.
No.
Thank you.
Speaking of NBC. which Snoop is on every third show still. It was this past week, and finally over the weekend, back from the camping trip, got a chance to see a lot of the 3-hour special that was the Opry 100th birthday special. A lot of people loved that thing. And it did great in the ratings, equaling what the CMA Awards got back last time that aired. So about 6+ million viewers, most watched across 3 hours. Special and television event on Wednesday night.
It's almost like people like classic country music.
Note to those that are doing country music awards, maybe try playing some of it a little bit. There you go. They finally figured it. They'll get around to it.
No, hold them. So did you hear about this? What are you in life, gentlemen? Well, a guy by the name of Jordan is going viral for asking one single question. Would you rather be a cowboy, a pirate, or a samurai?
Oh, good question.
Okay, do you know what yours would be?
Cowboy, pirate, or samurai?
Uh-huh.
I think I could do best at pirate.
Okay. So the pirate,
now,
he does what he wants, when he wants.
Oh.
He's a sort of chaos and good in one particular person. Meanwhile, if you do choose the samurai, now that's an honorable guy.
Right.
They stick to the rules. Uphold the rules. Mm. That's what they do.
Uh-oh.
And a cowboy is a rough around the edges kind of guy. He stands for what he believes and doesn't mind speaking his mind. So that's all you need to know. Pirate, cowboy, samurai.
I only picked pirate because I probably could just swab the deck and get by in life with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you could drink with Johnny Depp. That might be fun.
I could do life with a peg leg. Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez are finally getting married.
Oh, my gosh. They're so in love.
2-year engagement, and they've been, of course, living on his Jeff Bezos yacht somewhere off the coast of Italy.
Is that where they're living?
So, they will get married, I guess, this summer.
Ah.
And Jeff Zuckerberg will be there to observe. Nobody remembers the election? That's what he was...
Bazinga.
Yeah, yeah. Gotcha. Eyes up, Zuck. Eyes up.
And then finally, Saturn's rings, the planet, Saturn's rings disappeared over the weekend.
Oh, no.
They will be back. It is an optical illusion. We're just looking right now because of orbits at the straight edge. So they're too thin to see the rings.
The straight edge of a planet?
But they'll be back.
Okay.
Scientists call it the J-Lo effect.
Waking up with KB and Heather Lee.
Bazinga.
Thank you.